This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's over 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Riley Smith. The China trade impasse has brought down May U.S. red meat exports. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Exports of U.S. pork and beef trended lower in May due primarily to steep declines in shipments to China, according to data released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said that in April and the first half of May, China's total tariff rate on U.S. pork peaked at 172%, while the rate for U.S. beef was 147%.
The real issue around the beef side is that the vast majority of our plant establishments are not listed in the registration system. So it doesn't really matter what the duties are. On the pork side, while the good news there is the plants are listed for the most part, we continue to fight these tariff fluctuations as high as 172%. And then in mid-May, we saw the pork tariff come down to 57%. So the bottom line here is this just heightens the overall strategy, the diversification of markets and expansion into new markets.
Even following a May 14th joint announcement temporarily easing tariffs for 90 days, China's rates still stand at 57% for U.S. pork and 32% for U.S. beef. In addition, most U.S. beef production is ineligible due to China's failure to renew expiring beef plant and cold storage facility registrations. While the China trade situation is bringing exports down, Hallstrom said that markets like Korea are still offering some bright spots.
We're down about 12% for the month of May, 97,000 metric tons. But as already discussed, that's primarily due to what's going on with China. The bright news is that some of the other Asian markets really stepped up. Korea came in at about 25,200 tons. That represents 40% growth year on year. It is the highest volume month in 2 years since March of 2023. And on the value side, at about $233 million, that is the largest value month for Korea since June of 2022.
May pork exports strengthened in the Western Hemisphere. Shipments increased year over year to Mexico, Central America, and Colombia, and were record large to Cuba. Pork exports to all of these markets are on a record pace in 2025.
We were down about 11% total, 224,000 metric tons for pork in May, but Latin America continues to be the bright spot, with Mexico just under 98,000 metric tons, 7% growth. You look at Central America, almost 15,000 tons. That represents 26% growth. And Colombia came in at about a little over 30% growth year on year. So despite higher cutout prices, Latin America continues to perform.
For more information, visit usmef.org. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every evening. And as always, tune into Ag Matters PM for another daily recap of the day's news. For Profit Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.